Oh, yeah, a little more great Wisconsin music there from the legendary Dick Rogers, one called the Jolly Time Polka. And that is going to wrap up our middle set of music, so we're going to recap now and backtrack and let you know what we heard. Like I said, we started things off there. Ernie Cachera out of Nebraska doing one called the Music Waltz. Right after that, Moloch's Fisherman. And one called Something Special to Me. That's the old George Strait tune. And I want to thank Don from the Moloch's Fisherman. I actually had been contacted by a friend out in California that had a bunch of polka LPs he wanted to give away. And I'm just actually have so much stuff floating around my house, I'm trying to get rid of some of my own stuff. So I really had no room for him. But I passed his message on to a lot of the listeners of my show. They're on my mailing list, that if anybody was interested to contact him. And Don was one of the people that contacted him, but in the meantime also contacted me just to say hi. And I mentioned that we were going to be featuring some of his music from the Moloch's Fisherman on the show. And he actually wanted to know if I had any of their new stuff. I said no. And he sent me three CDs that they've come out since the CD that I had received from them. So I've got three more CDs worth of music to put on my hard drive, and we'll be featuring that in the future. In fact, I haven't even had a chance to listen to those yet, Don. I've been so busy, but I'm going to grab them and take them in the car with me and try to listen to them over the next few days. But I want to thank you again for sending that music to me. And continuing on, we had the Lasanka Pilsen Brass Band doing a polka called The Miller's Dorothy. And then right after that, the Vonjek's Polka Band, which is the band from up around Dallas, I think. There's three Vonjek bands. There's a Vonjek Polka Band, Vonjek Brothers, and then I think one just called the Vonjek's. So it gets a little confusing. But I think this is the Vonjek's from up around the Dallas area, doing one called, of course, the Texas Plains Polka. Adolf Meagle Orchestra out of, I want to say, Schulenburg, but I'm not. Maybe Flatonia, I'm not, it's somewhere around that area, around the Highway 90 area down there. From an old 78, one called the New Country, or the Hova Vlast Polka. The great Roman Rizhak Orchestra, doing the Blue-Eyed Dolly Waltz. And right after that, the Czechaholics from down around Moravia, doing the Corn Cockle. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Dick Rogers and the Jolly Time Polka. So that's our middle set. We've still got a few more songs to go, so stick around. I'm going to start this last set off with the incomparable Jerry Mazanets and one called the Zahoria Doli Polka. And I know this has, it's very familiar. I just, for the life of me, cannot pin the English title down, but I know you guys out there know it. So send it to me if you do. I would appreciate it. Anyway, here's some great polka music from the great Jerry Mazanets.
Tuhla pokura, muzi neco muzi kantunda. Ehi taky zahrali, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Ehi taky zahrali, ode mě nic nevzali, protože mě kapelník má rád. Kapelník mě pěkně usměvá. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, těchně budem tancovat, tancovat já zpívá do rana. Jak tu polku začnu hrát, těchně budem tancovat, tancovat já zpívá do rana.
little button time there from Buttons and Banjo out of Wisconsin. Getting a lot of Wisconsin music this month. Wonder if my hard drive was made in Wisconsin. That's kind of curious. Anyway, Buttons and Banjo doing one called Everybody's Landler. And we're going to backtrack now, like I said, and recap this final set of music. Started things off, of course, with the great Jerry Mazanets and the Zahori Adoli Polka. Diane Schroeder and her orchestra doing one called the Midnight Waltz. The Sternadel Orchestra from a great... A lot of these Texas bands have recently been going through a lot of old cassettes, and I'll mention that in a second. But some of the titles of these things, especially from the 70s and 80s, I just love. This is from a tape called Polka Wheels Are Rolling. I'm not quite sure what that means, but the Sternadel Orchestra doing one called On Our Balcony, or also known as the Innocence Waltz. The Smiling Scandinavians from up in Seattle, Washington, doing the Under Paris Skies Waltz. Gil Bacha and his orchestra out of Fayetteville, of course, doing the After the Ball Waltz. And then the Texas Legacy Czech Band doing the Band Leader Polka. And it's very weird that I tried to do the show tonight, because actually yesterday in the mail I got a brand new CD from Bob Suddy and the Texas Legacy Czech Band. And I'm fixing to put that on my hard drive, and I will definitely be featuring it on next month's show. It is some really, really good music. I don't know if anybody out there from the band is listening, but I'm going to email Bob. But that is a really good sounding CD. He's got Joe Jr. Zetka, who I played with Bobby Jones for many years. He's playing with him now, and Jimmy Heinsohn, who actually played on our first Dance Hall Boys cassette and played with Leroy Matoka for a while and many other bands, is a fantastic trumpet player, one of the best trumpet players in the state as far as polka music goes. They're both playing with Texas Legacy Band now, and that band is really starting to click. They got a really good sound, and it's a really good CD. So if you get a chance, you see those guys. If not, you want to get a copy of that CD, I can point you in the right direction, but it's some good stuff. Anyway, the Texas Legacy Czech Band and the Band Leader Polka. And like I said, we wrapped it up with Buttons and Banjo and Everybody's Landler. And so that's it. I'm definitely going to start getting these shows out quicker. I know that I said that last month, but with this new computerized system, I think it actually is going to work out a little better. The show's been ready. The music is not the problem. I'm the problem. It's just, you know, by the time I get home from work or on the weekend, I just got so much stuff going on. But by the time I want to do the show or have time to do the show, I'm too tired, to be honest with you. Just not in the mood to do the show. So I finally just dragged myself out in the garage this evening. It's a little hot. I'm sweating a little bit, but I was determined to get this show out. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Next show will be coming up next month, beginning of October. Everybody take care. Come see us if you get the chance. We're going to be out in Taylor this coming Friday on September 11th, playing for our normal Friday night shindig out there. Be back out there in November. We may have something lined up in between. I'm not sure. Kind of waiting to hear on a couple of things. But we'll be around, so come see us if you get the chance. And so we're going to get on out of here. Here's a little German music, since we will be heading into October and Oktoberfest by some really fun guys. Had a chance to meet these guys up in Salt Lake City back in 2000, and then a couple of years later saw them again down here at Wurstfest, a band called Salzburger Echo. And they are a fantastic German group, play the Alp horns, the cowbells, and all that fun stuff. So they're going to get us out of here. Here's Salzburger Echo, a polka called Yodel Attack. So until next month, everybody take care, be safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you down the road. Bye-bye.